This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. On Sunday mornings, observant Catholics attend Mass. A few choose to attend a service that reflects their faith but contradicts the Church's teaching. The service is part of a growing movement that's seeking to change who is capable of leading the celebration. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports on a parish in the East Village led by a Roman Catholic woman priest.
This is not a traditional church. In fact, it's just the community room of a residential building in the East Village. Paper signs taped to the entrance read, "Private, prayer service in session, do not disturb." But on the second Sunday of the month, a small group gathers here to celebrate a Catholic Mass, creating a sanctuary by dragging chairs into a circle and setting up their own makeshift altar.
The grace and peace of our God, the love of our brother Jesus, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
Gabriella Velarde Ward leads the Mass.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ's love,
Ward was ordained in 2008 as part of a movement called the Roman Catholic Woman Priests. The movement dates back to 2002 when a group of women in Austria and Germany wrote to three bishops seeking ordination. Two of those bishops, whose identities are not known to Rome, conducted the first ordination on a boat aboard the Danube River. Seven women were ordained, and since then, the movement has grown to 120 people worldwide. While these people consider themselves Catholic, their work is by no means recognized by the Church in Rome, and that holds true here in New York, according to the head of the Archdiocese, Archbishop Timothy Dolan.
There's people that are constantly pushing for changes, renewal, revision in the Church. There's some things that can change, and then there's some things that cannot.
At a food giveaway just before Thanksgiving, Dolan explained the Church's position.
Pope John Paul II was very, very resolute about 15 years ago when he said, no, the best I can do in justice is to say that we can't do that. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't, because I, too, as Pope, am a man under authority, and I must obey the tradition with a capital T of the Church.
The argument in support of tradition is the one most often used to reject the possibility of women priests. It was largely the basis of a letter written by Pope John Paul II in 1994 about reserving the priesthood for men alone. Women's ordination is a violation of Canon Law 1024, which says only a baptized male can be ordained. In July of 2010, with the approval of Pope Benedict XVI, the Vatican issued a revision to church law which puts women's ordination on the same list of grave crimes as the sexual abuse of children by priests. In the subsequent uproar, the Vatican did attempt to clarify it does not consider these crimes on par with one another. But from the perspective of the Vatican, support of women's ordination is grounds for excommunication. Take the case of Father Roy Bourgeois, a Catholic priest for 39 years with the Mary Knoll Order. He's based in Columbus, Georgia.
3 years ago, I attended the ordination of a longtime friend, Janice Severdzinska, who was called to the priesthood as many devout Catholic women are being called by God.
By attending this ordination and speaking out in favor of women priests, Bourgeois has been reprimanded by the Vatican and instructed to recant his position. He's refused and has written responses back to Rome and to the head of his order, the Mary Knolls, explaining how he cannot in good conscience support the Church's position.
For many years, the Church stated for centuries that it was not against the will of God to have slavery. Well, today, of course, we realize the Church's teaching that was wrong. And what we have here is another Church's teaching that is rooted in ignorance and, in this case, sexism.
Bourgeois says he's willing to accept the consequences of his actions, even if it means excommunication, although he has hired a canon lawyer to defend his position. But even with those who are open to the idea of women priests, there's ambivalence.
I can't accept it at this point.
Despite that, Florence Rowe is a regular at the monthly masses said by Ward. They're friends and neighbors on Staten Island. But Rowe has doubts.
Because my upbringing, my whole life, was a man taught the word of God, not a woman. So it's hard for me to take this as a concept. Although I respect them, and I respect Gabriella, and I know she went to school and she trusted. But otherwise, it's very hard for me.
At these Sunday services, Roe is the exception. and for the others who attend Ward's Masses, they're not waiting for permission from Rome. As far as they're concerned, the change has happened. Ward defines herself as a Catholic priest, and she's eager to grow her ministry.
We can have First Communion, we can have adults' religious education, we can do ministry, we can have a soup kitchen, whatever it is, whatever ministry we as a community together decide to do.
While the Vatican has clearly stated its position against women priests, the future of this movement will depend on whether everyday Catholics are open to embracing a new tradition. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.